The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. 4 years ago, I received devastating news from my doctor. Follow me on my journey as I defied convention, rediscovered food, and improved my health by becoming a vegan. Hello there. Welcome back. This is your host, The Chocolate Vegan, and thank you for joining me again on my podcast, where we're going to talk about all things vegan. Today, I want to talk about my journey and how I was so anxious and very neurotic in the beginning when I decided to make this major dietary change. You see, the odds were definitely stacked against me. Did you know that 84% of vegans abandon their diet, or 34% when attempting to make this change lapse in failure within the first 3 months? Those statistics are grim. However, I had a lot more that was motivating me for the change. So I was fortunate to continue and kind of press past that point. You see, there's going to come a point in your journey that your mind is going to play tricks on you and that you're going to reach a threshold. But it's important that when you find that limit, wherever it is, and it's at different points for everyone, for some it's early on, for some it's a midway, and for some it's even later on in life, you have to be able to press past that. My mind early on began to play tricks on me. In my household and how I grew up, meat was the main staple of the meal. Everything was centered around what that main was, and the main was usually a meat product. Poultry, chicken, beef, ham. These were the things that meals were centered around on holidays and on any given Sunday. I remember the first day that I woke up and I decided to take that leap. I decided to embark on my journey. I looked in the pantry and I didn't have any vegan options. I wasn't well-versed and wasn't an automatic thing for me. I really put a lot of effort into it. And as a result, I was really in my head about. So the easiest thing to find was oatmeal. Tip number one, definitely try oatmeal. Oatmeal is a vegan option. And you can dress it up many, many ways. And I can tell you how many mornings I spent choking down oatmeal. I think after day three, it became very boring, just eating oatmeal over and over. I was faced with the challenge. What would my meals look like, my dining experience be like without meat? Breakfast, what am I going to do without bacon and sausage? You know, lunch, what am I going to do without ham or turkey? Dinner, I can't have that steak or that piece of chicken. What am I going to do? I was also challenged with growing up here in America. We're taught about the food pyramid and on there is meat. And we're taught about having 3 meals a day. And in those meals, you got to have a protein, which is usually poultry or beef or a fish protein of that nature, a vegetable, and a grain, a starch. So I had all these things stacked against me. What was I going to do? How was I going to make it happen? Well, to get out of my head, I had to begin to take that first step. It started with improving my shopping list. I began to do research on, you know, what are vegan options? What foods are out there that I'm already eating that are vegan? And I began incorporating more of those into my diet. Your mind will have you thinking that it's some vast, you know, big, mysterious thing that you really can't get over. But the fact of the matter is, many of us in our day-to-day lives eat so many items that are already considered or classified as vegan, that if we would put more focus and attention on those, it makes the shift a little bit more easier, a little bit more palatable. And by doing that, it made the shift a little bit easier and made it a lot more comfortable. Now, I have to be honest, I didn't quit meat altogether all at once, but I took baby steps. As I shared previously, the first thing that I did was I began adding more vegan options to the meals that I was already eating. So maybe for breakfast, instead of having that bacon or sausage, I was adding some greens. Salad is a main staple, and it's something that you eat regularly. So I was adding more greens, maybe some broccoli. So adding one new vegan item to your meal to help you feel more full. Of course, there's fiber content. Then, aside from that, I eased into maybe doing one vegan meal a day. So having all of the items vegan. Then, after that, meatless Mondays, I began to move into three meals a day that are vegan. Till eventually, all of the meals that I was consuming were vegan. Some of the fun substitutes and things that I began to play around with is, how could I still have foods that are vegan that taste like some of the meat products that I enjoyed? That's another hint, and that's another secret. Finding a way to have what you want, but it still be a vegan option. Three of the first meals that I made, that I experimented with, and that I went out and researched and I really fought for were a vegan meatloaf, vegan fish sticks, and of course, the traditional vegan fried chicken. Now, the point of it is not for it to taste exactly like a meat product or a main staple of what you had before, but the idea is that for you to have what you like, and it's part of the texture, it's part of the experience, it's part of the culinary experience that makes it really, really fun and makes it really, really interesting. Going along for the journey, making these items makes it a lot of fun, and it takes you out of your head and it puts you in the experience. And by doing so, you begin to build momentum. Your brain begins to rewire itself. You begin to find joy in creating vegan cuisine. And your body begins to crave. You begin to notice those changes in your body. And it begins to crave these foods. And before you know it, you're eating like a true vegan. I think that's also part of it as well. I also looked at it as a game. How can I outsmart myself, my appetite, the things that I would traditionally do? Added a gamified element to my walk, to my daily decisions, and to the things that I did. Another thing that was a great asset and friend of mine in this journey was drinking lots of water. Drinking lots of water, making sure that I kept my fluids up, also helped me felt full longer. And it was also a healthier option, and it kept you feeling cleansed. And something that I noticed about eating vegan and eating clean that way is that I didn't feel heavy. I didn't feel bloated. There wasn't the acid reflux. There wasn't the lethargy. All of those things began to dissipate, and it helped me build momentum into the next step and into the next phase of my journey. So, with that being shared and those tips, does becoming vegan or entering the world of veganism sound like something that you can do? It absolutely is. But the main takeaway and thing that I want you to have and understand is that there's going to come a point where you're going to reach that ceiling. Unless I share for some, that moment may come early in your journey, at a midpoint, or towards the end. But it's important that you be able to press past that. And as I shared, some of the ways that you can do that is by doing your research, experimenting, making it gamified, starting slow, and building those new receptors, drinking lots of water, and already encourage yourself by focusing on the things that you're already doing that are positive and the things that align with being a vegan, like the foods that you're already eating, the behaviors that you already have. Align with those, and it will take you out of your head and put you in the experience. And once you're in the experience, then you're on the road to true veganism. Then you're on the road for the experience. Then you're present and in the moment. Because it is our mind's job to keep us bound, to keep us from progressing, to keep us from moving forward. But once you can use all of those tools to take yourself out of your head, then, my friend, you are on the road, the path to becoming a vegan. I have to say that it is the best decision that I've made. I've really enjoyed the process. I've learned to appreciate it more and more each day. And there are still things that I'm learning. There are still flavors that I'm experimenting with. And there are still things that I'm introducing into being a vegan. But nevertheless, I refuse to give up and I keep trucking. And if I did it, there's hope. You can do it too. Thanks for listening.